This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? The best, the number one way for you to get yourself into a good place is to listen to our conversations on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is here. There's always a deeper reason for the feelings that you have, the emotions that you feel, that sort of thing. A lot of times people have doubts, questions, and so we're here to address those and help you get through taking a shower in a thunderstorm. For example, there are a lot of people who like to put down certain thoughts from certain people because they're just from that person. For example, I get scrutinized more than most human beings by the three ladies who are my colleagues. Most notably, Victoria is the troublemaker. She starts it, and then everybody else jumps on. So yeah. We've just taken a number of...
I feel like Jen is like the velvet hammer, though.
Jennifer is sneaky about it. You're not. You're just like come in with a hammer, boom, bang, boom. The latest rumor that needed to be quashed by Victoria, so she thought, was my saying that if you take a shower in a thunderstorm, you're in danger. And she's
I thought that was a complete old wives' tale.
Right. Okay. So then what did you find?
I think that is true.
I Googled it because I have to fact check Doug, and so my answer was, all right, sometimes you're right, and he was right about this one. This is now, according to health.com and NOAA, you have to be incredibly unlucky to be struck by lightning while showering, but it can happen, technically. Jen, I totally had like a brain fart moment because I was reading through the list of things that it says not to do during a lightning storm, and number one was don't talk on a corded phone, and I go, what's a corded phone?
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot. I haven't had a landline in...
Unbelievable.
The year 2000?
Well, even your landlines don't have... I mean, everything's wireless inside your house now.
Usually. That's my point. Yeah, so I didn't know what a corded phone
was. Mine.
And Jay goes,
what do you mean everything's wireless? I got a cord phone. It's in the studio right behind me. Next to my bed, I have a corded phone. In my office, I have a corded phone. Downstairs
like
in the kitchen.
Shaped like a football.
Shaped like a football.
No, it isn't shaped like... This is just a regular plain phone with big numbers on the dialer thing. All right, anyway, so don't take a shower in a thunderstorm. Basically, the bottom line is if you have grounding rods, you won't have the problem. If you don't, the current goes in through the through the ground into the metal pipes that go into your house, copper pipes, especially if you got those going in, and then you have other, even old galvanized pipes.
Would you know if you even have lightning rods in your house, like if you don't put them in yourself?
You have to look around. You can see them. They're obvious.
They're
on the chimney, probably. They're outside. Oh, yeah, they're outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have them on the barns down the farm. I have them here at the house.
I wonder if they're on our building here. We live in an apartment complex. I can't imagine.
On the beach, and where it's Lightning City there on a hot summer day, they'd be nuts not to have grounding rods.
Well, I guess I'm not showering during storms anymore.
No. Okay, there's some good news here. On the TikTok front, and I think we ought to go, this is something that was started by Trump, and apparently Biden is going further with it than was the case. It's not a criticism of Trump, it just is.
No, it's actually strengthening what Trump wanted to do.
Right.
Although,
and once again,
I read it just says it's a review. Is there anything actionable going on?
Well, it could prompt when they review it.
Yeah, what happens is they basically, it's a team of lawyers. We were talking about this during the tech report. Essentially, it's a team of lawyers shoring up what the actual language is going to be. So they're going to review every one of these apps, TikTok, WeChat, anything else that's Chinese owned, And they're going to individually assess what the risk is to national security, for one, and Americans'
Lots.
Personal data. And so, and then once that happens, if they find that there's something that they can do, then they're going to just write the language that's stronger. Trump had an executive order, which, you know, a lot of executive orders can be challenged in court. That one was, and it was overturned every time. So
By
we need a lot stronger.
Chinese companies. They use our legal system to help themselves. Great.
Well, it was actually, it was really the way the judges who overturned it, it was because it was an infringement of First Amendment rights for Americans to express themselves
on TikTok. Why isn't there equal under the law? I asked this question. If that's the case, Facebook tossing everybody, Twitter tossing people?
I think that that's a great question, and there's obviously legal precedent for it. So,
yeah
I think, Jen, you said if someone really wanted to, you could go and sue Twitter or Facebook, right? I don't know. It's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Then why is it different? They're both private companies.
I don't know. I think it's a really good question, and I'd be very curious to. I'll do some digging into that to see if anyone
good.
Has actually
you can
tried
find,
to
see if you can find out some more things that I'm right on as you do your.
He's on a roll today.
Yeah, he's on a roll. Yeah.
So speaking of being right, can I give you the story that's just got? I'm just spinning right now. I'm just sitting here seething because the more we find out about COVID and the coronavirus, the more I just am convinced that people didn't care about human life and they made this more about politics than anything else. There is a new
You're
survey.
You're just coming to that realization
today.
Now?
Yeah, because get this.
Hello.
There's a new study out, a new medical study from New Jersey. Victoria was in on it. She was one of the journalists.
I wrote it. Yeah,
she wrote it.
Dr.
So,
Thielen.
Hydroxychloroquine, you know how Trump was so stupid.
It was terrible
because
Trump
was
taking it.
And it was terrible and it's going to kill everybody. And my God, someone died after eating aquarium cleaner.
The aquarium couple.
Well, there's a new study that shows that it can increase COVID survival by 200%.
Yep.
How many people died and would not take hydroxychloroquine? Including my mother, who didn't die, thank the Lord, but went to the hospital because she refused to take hydroxychloroquine because President Trump talked about it. Mm-hmm. How many? I mean, let that sink in for a second. I'm sorry. There is no forgiving.
Why are you sorry?
There is no forgiving the news media. The news media in this country, the stupid politicians who use this to take Trump down, they have blood on their hands. They should all be sitting on their knees praying to God that they didn't murder all these people because they did. They let people die. And it's infuriating to me that we let President Trump and what he says and what he did dictate the fact that people didn't get
it. And doctors would say, oh, no, this is no good. They'd go out of their way to try to figure out how to discredit it when it was actually, when used the proper way with the Z-Pak, it saved a lot of, early on, saved a lot of people's lives. And then all of a sudden,
use hydroxychloroquine. So the combination is high dose of hydroxychloroquine with zinc. And that increased survival by 200% in severe COVID cases. It wasn't like it was going to cure people, but it was going to help the people who were really, truly sick survive.
Yeah, I mean, there were plenty of doctors, in New York and New Jersey, who were using it. Some doctors, I mean, we have a lot of doctor friends in our extended family group, and some used it, and some said that it didn't help. So I think it just really depends. I think the number one reason why a lot of doctors backed away from it is because, and Dr. Ken, our cardiologist here, has said the same thing, even though he was in favor of using it. But if you have any type of heart arrhythmia, which a lot of people have an undiagnosed arrhythmia, if you have any type of heart issue, you could only take hydroxychloroquine under extremely well-monitored situations in a hospital. Like, you need to be on a heart monitor. That was the main concern from all the doctors, who are all Republicans, by the way, and all voted for Trump. So this is not like a Democratic thing. That was
what
our doctor friends had said.
You know what is very political? The news media creating so much fear that this was going to kill people. The reporters on TV going, well, I'm worried for President Trump. He just came out and said he was taking hydroxychloroquine. The horror. How could he be doing that?
But he's never
killing
explained
people.
Why he was taking it for no reason.
To prove that you could with no problem. I mean, that was the thing, is that the media said that you were going to die if you took hydroxychloroquine. Look, the reason this infuriates me is because it's very personal. First of all, when I was sick with COVID, I had a doctor prescribe me hydroxychloroquine, and it was like you were robbing the pharmacy for the pharmacist to even give it to you. They were questioning what you were going to do with it, why you needed it. They were trying to argue with you that they shouldn't be giving it to you, all of this stuff that happened. My mom, who ended up hospitalized for 5 days because of COVID, would not even consider taking hydroxychloroquine because she thought President Trump was trying to kill people. So she's a smart person.
And she's smart. How can she be that dumb if she's that smart?
Because everybody was saying that to her on CNN.
I know, that's what I'm saying. How can you be that? How can we get that gullible? Can you imagine how easy it will be or could be or may be for people who influence the thinking using all of the detail, all of the info that's prejudicial and the tools that are at their disposal? All of the, you talk about this all the time, news flashes that you get alerts when somebody is sending out information. Breaking news. What garbage? What bollocks?
I mean, I get it. Trump's not for everybody. Don't vote for him.
No,
we don't have to
right.
kill.
But that doesn't mean that everything he did didn't work. Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, what about this other?
The other story about him too today. Just as we're talking, just before we move on, remember how everybody thought that he cleared out Lafayette Park when there were riots outside the White House so he could go take his photo op in front of the church that they set on fire? And everybody said, well, Trump's clearing out those people, and he's using rubber bullets on American people to get him out of the park. Remember that? No, not true at all. In fact, law enforcement cleared out those people all on their own with no
But that was that came from Bill Barr. He admitted he was the one who directed that.
But that's the law.
And Ivanka,
DOJ,
I think, is the one who...
It wasn't for Trump. I mean, the story that came out, I don't know if you guys saw it. Maybe it didn't make it to mainstream media. Axios has it this morning. Police did not clear Lafayette Park for President Trump. They didn't clear those people out so that he could go take a picture. It was planned several hours before the park police even knew that President Trump was going to leave the White House.
But the optics of it, I know we talk about optics a lot. The optics were terrible.
The truth is that they reported on something that they didn't know about. And they reported on something to make
Trump
look bad, because that was always the goal. Lie, just so that we can take down the person. That corruption, you know, that's maybe when people talk about stealing elections, that's what they should be looking at. Not necessarily the fraud that happened.
Well, I think a lot of
30%,
that,
that new poll?
Was put out there.
I saw a poll yesterday, 30% of Republicans believe Trump will be reinstated this year. Is that true?
That's ridiculous. I don't know.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, that's
nuts. Can you believe anything? Because I don't know
anything.
That's
it. I mean, that's it. Where do you draw the line here in the terms of credibility? And that's why I said what I did a few minutes ago as to how easy it'll be for somebody to take control of our thinking by just, you know, we were talking about the stuff with TikTok, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these Chinese-based things. You don't think that they're trying to infiltrate what we think, how we think, when we think, where we think? Of course they do, because it's all their stuff, and we're stupid enough to play into their hands. We're doing exactly what they want us to do. We're playing that game, buying all this stuff, paying attention to all of it, playing those games. Oy, 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, or a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The key says sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
That I want to see. All right.
Oh, my gosh. I used to drive one all over my uncle's farm.
Really? 23 after the hour, Jennifer's going to get a lawnmower.
A ride-on lawnmower. I picture her with, like, a big hat, sunglasses, yep, a gigantic, like, glitter-covered thermos filled with a cocktail, riding on her lawnmower and mowing her lawn.
I'm so into it. You have no idea how amazing that sounds to me. You won't hear from me again. Where is she? Like 3 a.m.
Still mowing the lawn.
Right. So you have a big lawn.
The shortest. I'd give it a buzz cut.
You couldn't do it at your father's house because you'd go off the cliff.
My dad doesn't have much lawn, to be honest. Right. I mean, he's got such a nice backyard with a big pool and all that stuff. He doesn't have a lot of lawn. I have a ton.
All right, we better get to what's trending here, including our Father's Day giveaway. Stand by for that right after this.
Used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so we have this Father's Day giveaway, Jay. We got another till noontime on Friday. So
yep.
Get at it. The Nitro circular saw, which is a normal size saw, the same as the skill saw, except it's electric powered. You don't have to worry about the cord. I used to with my electric. I probably have a dozen circular saws around the farm, and half of them have new cords on them because I'll cut the cord in half. While I'm using it to saw, the cord gets in the way. And of course, Victoria would say, well, how come you didn't get electrocuted? Because there's a plastic around the handle just for that very purpose, because a lot of dummies like me do the same thing. They saw through the cord, and if you don't have a plastic handle around the cord, around the handle itself, you could get electrocuted. But don't have to worry about that with a works circular saw, because it's electric, it's got electric battery power. All right, so that you can win, plus the pressure washer. How are we doing on all of our posts?
Great. Yeah, get in on this if you haven't already. Post a photo of your dad, father figure, uncle, grandfather, yourself, single moms, moms who play the role of dad. All are eligible. All you have to do to be entered to win is post that photo to Facebook, our Facebook, of course, at DJV Show.
All right. Morgan Wallen is getting a lot of attention from his fans. So what's the cry? The battle cry is...
His fans have not quit. Yeah, his fans have always been backing him. He's still been on top of the charts. The CMT Awards just happened, and he was, you know, banned from it after his January N-word situation. And his fans have been putting up billboards all over Nashville saying, enough is enough. The fans are speaking. They've quoted the Bible verse Mark 11:25 about... You know, some don't say things against people, don't hold things against people, forgive them. His fans want him back. And radio and his label had him suspended. He was supposed to go on tour with Luke Bryan this summer. He has backed out of the tour. He said he's working on himself, but he's not exactly showing anything that he's been working on. He was supposed to get with the president of the NAACP, and hasn't done that yet.
Take him out for a beer.
We'll see what happens.
All right, big news. This is trending all over the place. There's cicadas. They were on the press plane.
Oh, yeah, that grounded it. They were supposed to have a 9 p.m. departure, didn't end up getting off the ground until about 2:15. They filled the engines. I mean, it was chaos.
They don't bite, right?
Chaos.
They don't bite when they land on you?
Gross. So,
right? Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting.
I have no idea.
They don't bite you, but they cover you up. There are so many of them.
They're all on your windshield, especially
when it's hot. Right, exactly. Yeah. So they go through the engine of the plane. That's not a good deal. Anyway, so there you go. I wonder if you pick them up on radar. That'd be...
There was a whole swarm that was so many of them over the D.C. area picked up on radar. It's gross.
All right, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Lick, 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 lick. You know, all of us who are owned by our dogs have been licked by our four-footed best friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, an expression of pleasure, or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of that great pastrami sandwich you just ate. So don't flatter yourself. On a serious note, though, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on its body, it's often a way of telling you that there's pain in that area, so have it checked by the veterinarian. Another reason dogs lick that people are unaware of, when a puppy is first born, the first thing the mom does is lick it to clean it. So when a dog is feeling stressed, or cats for that matter as well, when they're feeling stressed, very often they revert to things they remember when they were very young, just like the human being who sucks their thumb. So if you have a dog that's an excessive licker, one of the best ways to resolve that is really get that mind stimulated. Mental stimulation go a long way, but always check with the vet as well to make sure there's not a tooth or periodontal problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the consumer price index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to Cornwall.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the 5 Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The Six-Day War between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses his stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Hope.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay on the air. We're here. I don't presume that we are educators, although Professor Victoria likes to come up with the best service possible for correct information. So she takes it upon. It's something of a prideful thing for her. She wants to make sure that everything I say is correct.
It's just you. I'm just fact-checking you.
Really? Yes. So, would you say that I was educated or uneducated? Which
obviously
would you?
Educated.
Educated. Educated.
Okay.
But, you know, certain things. Right?
You're really? Educated and a little spacey all at the same time.
No.
Yeah. And a little clueless. Throw in a dash of cluelessness.
Well, listen,
and
from the person
this.
Who just didn't know what a cord-connected phone was.
I just hadn't seen one in a long time.
Everybody has their moments, right? Mm-hmm. We spend our whole lives learning stuff. And how many times have you learned a song lyric or so you think, and then all of a sudden you realize you've been singing it, like, wrong for 30 years, right?
So yeah. I think sometimes we just learn things wrong, and then we stick to them, and we think they're facts, and then we realize, no, not so much.
Well, I think there, some people, I remember when I was in school, they equated educated with well-read. Somebody who liked to read was usually referred to as educated, and somebody who didn't like to read was uneducated. I don't know how that applies today. Do you think that's an applicable correlate if you put educated with likes to read and uneducated with doesn't like to read? Is there a correlative there? Or is it just, you know, there's so many different ways to learn now. It used to be when I was a kid back in the old days when we had to read by the fireplace, I thought I'd say that before Victoria did. Mm-hmm. The idea of reading was paramount to learning. If you didn't read,
it's
you were not
harder.
Learning.
I would say it's much harder to be uneducated if you are a voracious reader. But mm-hmm. that doesn't mean you can't be educated and not be a reader. I mean, how many people are blind that are very smart and educated, mm-hmm. but they can't sit down and read a traditional book, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's good thought. Okay. Let's go back to the New Jersey data thing. We were talking in the last half hour about hydroxychloroquine. Right. Okay. So I see that the New Jersey Department of Public Health has some interesting data, Victoria, that shows the coronavirus with those people who have had it and were fully vaccinated were very rare. I don't know if that's the same
this
way around
the
whole country.
This is great news because, you know, we talk about, well, yeah, then this isn't just, you know, this is the Department of Health yesterday had a big press conference in New Jersey where I am, but they didn't, this is applicable to anybody who's vaccinated. And so, you know, we've been hearing these breakthrough cases, which is a little scary, right? You think, okay, I'm fully vaccinated, but can I still get it? And so this new data shows that only 0.06% of New Jersey's fully vaccinated people have contracted the virus. And in most cases, they didn't even have symptoms, or if they did become ill with it, it was minor. Now, the only difference was that anyone over 80, everybody who was over 80 years old accounted for almost half of all the hospitalizations and half of the deaths.
That's
so
not
if
news,
you're
though,
under right, if you're under the age of 50, then it looks like the numbers were very encouraging. Essentially, what the risk assessment was, if a fully vaccinated individual testing positive, okay, the chances of that are 602 out of 1 million. Mm-hmm. Now, testing positive doesn't mean that you have symptoms. It just means you tested positive. 42 out of a million would be hospitalized, and 6 out of a million ended up dying. But that's not necessarily from COVID. That was from any cause. So
oh,
if
see,
you're
there it
over
is. That's
50,
back to...
Right.
Many
if you're
people,
over 50, you can have comorbidities. That's, yeah. you know, the Dr.
Yeah,
Jackson
well,
is talking
it.
About that.
Yeah. Then they've all talked about it because the, well, anybody who knew anything, back to education, if you understood how this all worked, the only reason that there were so many stats, the numbers were as high as they were, because the hospitals were being paid $2,000 a piece by the feds for everybody that died of COVID. So they were fudging those numbers like you wouldn't believe. At any rate, that is this.
But it's great news, and essentially, this is exactly the reason why you should get vaccinated.
Yep.
The vaccines are working; they're
get
very
the vaccine
effective.
And
get
relax.
It.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to the ladies aren't, but I will be in attendance with Jay's father at this year's Talkers Convention. The first time there's been a talk convention that's been in person for a couple of years, for obvious reasons. So we're going to New York. Be there tomorrow when I do the program. Be at the studios of Hofstra University on Long Island. And one of the things that's going to come up, I know it will, because Sean Hannity will be amongst those who are there to talk, focus in Business Insider today on the relationship that fell apart between Trump and Hannity. And the reason Hannity says, at least in this interview, that it broke down was that he became disgusted with the election stories, with the continuing claim that there was victory where there had been defeat. And apparently, I haven't listened to his program for a long time. Sean and I are friends. I like him, but I don't much listen to that stuff. I listen to about 5 seconds.
How often do you talk to him?
I haven't talked to him actually since the last time we got together at the Talkers thing. It isn't like I'm on the phone with him all the time. It's not like he's talking to Levin every day or some of that. You know, that group, that's a whole different group of people that, you know, the conservative talkers that There's three or four of them that are on the phone with each other all the time.
What people don't like to hear is that Sean Hannity is very nice.
And yeah, great guy.
And so as much as you may not like what he's
doing, he's a fabulous guy. Yeah, no, he's a little bit of a bully, but he's a great guy. Anyway, but the point here is that apparently, according to this interview, that he became disgusted with the, but he only has said it privately heretofore. He was worried about alienating the people that listened to him. So I don't know how he's addressing it on the air, because they say I don't listen to him. I listened to Levin for a few minutes last night, and I just click. I just can't handle it. I don't want to handle it. A lot of people think he's fabulous, and that's the audience that he's preaching to. That's not what we do here. I'm interested in making sure everybody hears all sides of the story, no matter what it is, and it doesn't have to always be about politics. Matter of fact, I'd rather it not be, because you get a full diet of that on most of the stations that carry this program during the course of the day, and that's swell if that's it. But we need to have a little bit more balance. And so with that in mind, I move into something that's a pet peeve of mine. So, ladies, if you'll give me a moment to push back on Joe Biden and the administration. They want to throw out Trump's efforts to scale back the things that the EPA was doing. Trump had an opportunity to do this right, and he didn't do it right either. But the idea of cutting back on the Environmental Protection Agency's overreach, especially when it comes to federal protection of lands that are owned by the government, but also private lands. Farmers, the best example I can come up with, the whole business of these young kids that are just out of whatever school they go to learn environmental stuff, environmental law, environmental protection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll never hear from me that it's not important, because it is. I'm very interested as a real conservative in conserving the vast and wonderful things that we have, the natural landscapes, the water, the air, whatever it is. But to have the EPA go around and declare that a puddle in your driveway is a wetland is so beyond the beyond with me, and it happened over and over and over again, and it didn't really stop. It kind of, they didn't have as many inspectors, so maybe that's why it stopped to a point. But they never really got. Trump didn't have a clue about agriculture, and really didn't have a clue about the environment. So it wasn't a priority for him. And so whatever the people did that were in charge of those departments, okay, that's fine. I want to talk about something else. And so now Biden comes in, and the people that are all about, oh, we got to protect the environment. Yeah, we do. But there's got to be some common sense that applies to this. And so when I see that there's a pushback for protection of streams and wetlands, I recoil, because they don't know. They really don't. I'm somebody who knows, frankly. I understand habitat. I understand wildlife.
You hate the word habitat, remember? There was a whole you had a whole day where you hated the word habitat.
Right. Well, the habitat is one of those words that gets overused and inappropriately applied. But let's face it. In order for us to survive, we better find a way to keep the water that we drink and that we use clean. And we're having a problem with that at the moment.
That's a huge problem. And so that's part of why.
But you see what I'm saying?
Though,
they just go too far, Victoria. They go.
Right.
I get that.
I totally
get that. Can you tell us
what
the story is, for those of us who don't know? What's the line?
Well, Biden wants to put more inspectors out to protect streams and wetlands, and it's just like let's have more IRS inspectors so we can get.
Well, but
cheats.
Here's the thing, though.
That's
okay, but here's the real story, right? But the behind the scenes, though, is Trump put together an independent panel of scientists. The Trump administration put this panel together. They even were against the rollbacks that he did. So this is a problem. But it is a problem, and especially they've noted in dry states like New Mexico and Arizona, there's no protection of those wetlands and waterways, which turn into drinking water. And the other thing is a report that came out a couple of months ago, or maybe a month or so ago, and I think maybe you probably addressed it on the American Family Farmer show, but the amount of pollution coming from factory farms that's ruining all the land around it. That's the kind of stuff that was rolled back under Trump. That's now what
Biden's
attacking
too. That was the wrong stuff to roll back.
Right,
that's
right.
The problem is the wrong stuff.
I mean,
to roll back.
That's affecting everybody's drinking water all around them.
Well, Megan told me, my daughter Megan told me yesterday, Jennifer, that, or maybe it was Brendan. I talked to both of them yesterday, and they were both kind of on the same toot. I know this was Brendan telling me about the water supply and how they're figuring in 3 months from now there's not going to be any water. And I said to him the same thing that I've said to you and anybody else who would listen. Why in the world doesn't California do what New Mexico does, what Arizona does?
Arizona,
what
yep.
Other dry states that capture the rain when it comes, and they save it.
I think I might have given you that idea, didn't I?
Yeah, you may have
done
that.
Yeah, you've been saying that for the 5 years that I've known you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how come no one else thinks about
it's like, well, yeah, so Brendan said so many people are leaving, and they're going to leave in droves now because the state's going to dry up because there's nobody thinking,
drought
nobody's
protection,
doing.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Right.
And they limit our showers, and they tell us we can't flush the toilet every time. And,
yeah,
they, and you know, really, truly, they overcharge you. If you use water, then they're going to charge the heck out of you. So, it's a mess. And you know what? This is not new. Everybody likes to say, well, it's global warming.
Not.
Okay, maybe
no.
Big picture. But cyclically, we have dry years and we have wet years. And we have to prepare for the dry
and
years.
How much imagination does it take to dig a few holes in the ground and save the water? The ground,
yeah, I don't
the
get
water
it. And how many jobs would that create? And the government loves to spend money on these kind of crap projects. Instead, they put a ton of money into a bullet train that is never going to get off the ground.
Oh, my God.
They keep putting tracks down.
So damned outrageous.
I mean,
that's why the public is so... is really, really put off by big government and expansions like this. It's 46 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's your motor running. Na, 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 na. So the motor is running on the DJV download. Pretty exciting stuff here. If you don't capture all of our pithy remarks through the course of our 3 or 4 hours live on the air every day, you can get the abbreviated version in the download at djvshow.com. And the most recent one is the story about the Bachelor host who is 10 million, 20 million, something. They bought him off to shut him up more than anything else because ABC apparently has a can of worms there. Speaking of ABC, Tom Bergeron is here, isn't he? Aha! And we talk about Armie Hammer checking in for treatment on this download and J-Lo moving to L.A. to be with Ben. It's at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Question for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here on the DJV Health Program. A quick reminder about the DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken. A number of items every single week. Why are heart disease numbers climbing? A focus on obesity. And is it a problem? Does it lead to COVID fatigue? Well, if you're sick, you know, heart disease, does it play into it? I don't think I ever asked you that question directly. As a cardiologist, Dr. Ken, this would be the first question. How much of a problem is COVID if you have heart disease? We know about diabetes. We know about vulnerability being overweight, and sometimes the two go hand in hand. But let's say you don't have diabetes and you're not overweight, you're not obese, but yet you got a heart problem. Does that mean that you're more vulnerable for COVID?
Yes, there's a study just out that if you have known heart disease and if you get COVID, you're at increased risk of getting a heart attack. So just another important reason for this subgroup of people and everyone to get vaccinated.
Yeah, there's no question, it seems to me. All right, so let's move on into another area here. There are a couple of different things. I try to put the questions together. Here's a lady who says, I'm scared. My brother's 69, just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. My dad, who's 95, doesn't have it. Not a speck of it. I also have a sister-in-law that is my age, just died from Alzheimer's. What can I do to bring some peace of mind and clear out the fear of getting Alzheimer's? That's a very, very good question. That's an interesting scenario, isn't it?
Absolutely. Can Alzheimer's disease be prevented? It's still a little bit debatable, but what we do know is that lifestyle can help many people, and it's the lifestyle that you live to lower the risk of heart disease and stroke. Getting down to ideal body weight, watching your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, eating a heart-healthy diet, and also when the doctor says it's okay exercising, don't smoke, and get the stress out of your life. All of these things that keep you from having a heart attack or stroke also keep the brain thinking and remembering a lot longer.
Yeah. But what about the treatments for, let me do part B here of this, the treatments that may be around. There are drugs. I think I've told you that there's a cannabis research project going on at either Harvard or Beth Israel, Dana-Farber, that takes one of the properties of THC and uses it to treat and or apparently they've tried it in mice, eliminate Alzheimer's. I don't know how you know that a mouse has got Alzheimer's, but anyway, what do you think about that?
Bottom line is it's not yet ready for prime time, but
no.
Let's stay tuned and be hopeful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. Do I need surgery for gallbladders? Asks Gerald, who's listening to us on our new affiliate in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He apparently went to the ER for some abdominal pain. He was vomiting. The doctor told him that the ultrasound showed he had gallbladder stones and ought to have them removed. So is that something you do with laser? How do you get rid of these things these days?
Well, hopefully he can have it without having the abdomen opened up, but do it through the scopes. And this is in a skilled surgeon, a relatively straightforward procedure. You don't even get admitted. My mother back in the 1970s was in the hospital for a week getting her gallstones out and had an incision right across the bikini line from left to right. And now you barely see it and you don't even get a night in the hospital.
Really? All right, so that's something important. Coffee in the focus of this question. There are a lot of people who wonder about drinking coffee. Is decaf okay when you're out to dinner, let's say, and at the end of the meal you want to have a cup of coffee? I've never had a cup of coffee in my life, so I'm not a good person to ask.
Wow.
But I know I've been with people, and you know that. I've told you that 100 times. I never had coffee. I've never smoked anything. Never done.
No, I didn't realize you never had a single drink of coffee. That's news to
never.
Me.
I didn't
the rest
really
I know.
That. Okay. All right. Anyway, so what does it do to your sleep, really and truly?
Well, Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition this week, we know that caffeine will likely improve your mood and alertness and may help you to attend to simple tasks. However, Doug, it will do little to improve more complex tasks. So if you must endure a night without sleep, avoid driving a car or performing any high-stake tasks.
All right. So there, in other words, don't drink coffee before you go to bed. That sounds like it. How much coffee do you drink? Definitely don't do it before you go to bed. All right. How much do you drink?
I'm rare. I'm not a big coffee. But doctors not love coffee. Time. And actually, in moderation, under 400 milligrams per day. It might actually be healthy. Good thing to do if it doesn't charge you up and give you palpitations, which a small fraction of it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.